こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。今日はっていうか、今週でバイリンガルニュースなんと6周年を迎えました。イエーイ、うん、皆様ありがとうございます。すごいね、6周年、うん、というわけで記念にバイリンガルニュース .jp の公式サイトでストアがあるんですけれども、そこに新しく商品が追加されました。イエーイ。
3個目。
そう、ドグー T シャツとクマムシ長袖 T シャツと重ね合わせ量子力学パーカーっていうね、うん、めちゃくちゃイケてる、あの他ではないデザインなんで、ぜひ皆さんチェックしてみてね。
お願いします。
お願いします。1個目、今週火曜日から米国国内で提供されている Uber のプレミアムサービスにクワイエットモードが追加されました。タクシーを呼ぶ際に運転手との会話について、特に要望なし、静かにしてほしい、話したいと3つから選択できるようになります。また車内の温度についてもリクエストできるようになりました。
On Tuesday, Uber added a quiet mode to their premium service in the United States.When calling a taxi, riders can indicate whether or not they would like to talk to their driver by selecting no preference, quiet preferred, or happy to chat. Also, riders can request cooler or warmer temperatures in the car as well.
そう、まあアメリカだけだから日本は関係ないんだけど、ちょっと面白いなって思った。この、なんだろう、乗る前から喋んなよみたいなことを運転手さんに伝えるっていう、ちょっと寂しいような便利なような。
What do you make that isn't specific to any driver, right? That's just your general setting.
So, do you talk to taxi drivers?
Taxi drivers talk to me a lot. Yeah.
I like that.
Just like the weather.
Really?
Or just normal.
あったかいですよね。
They ask where I'm from.
ハーフですかとか。
No, usually they assume that I'm a foreigner. At first.
どこから来たんですかみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
これ言ったっけ？前に夫と子供とタクシーに乗って、まあ子供に話しかけてたのかな。私と夫がまあ英語で話してたら、運転手さんが普通に会話に英語で入ってきて超ペラペラで、もうないじゃんそんなこ とびっくりしちゃって。私そしたら軍で働いてた人なんだって。でリタイアしてアメリカの軍で働いててリタイアして日本でタクシー運転手になったと言ってた。日系の人かな多分。でもびっくりした。
Is it thatShocking. I feel like taxi drivers are often, they have wisdom.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
interacted with so many different people.
Yeah, but fluent English? No, that's super rare. Taxi drivers in Japan?
Knowing how to use the navi is rare.
Oh yeah, そうだね。おじいちゃんとかだとね、ナビ使い方わかんないとか。まあ、あとすごい若い子も結構いるもんね、最近。もう。20歳ってわけじゃないけど、23ですみたいなさ、新卒の子とか。
There's more female taxi drivers.
そうそうそう、勝手に心配になっちゃう私。
And truck drivers. There are a lot of female truck drivers.
そうだね。うちもね、ヤマト、黒猫ヤマトの、いつも来てくれる人が女の人で、多分すごい若いと思うんだけど、だから重いものとかをさ、運んでもらうとすごい罪悪感があるんだよね。ごめんねみたいな。こう同じ女性でさ、思いは思いじゃん。だなんか私のために運んでくれる、まあ男性でもね、ありがたいはありがたいんだけど。
Some girls don't care, you know. They just have a different attitude about doing stuff.
Yeah. But I feel bad when it's like なんか重い猫砂とかさ。
And do you like わざわざ talk to the
Taxi drivers? でも話すよ。わざわざ自分から話振るときとかもある。なんか、変なお客さんとかいますとか。あとなんか、景気の話とか。どうですかお客さん結構最近いますみたいな話とか。 あとそのタクシー運転手さんって結構ブラックな環境で働かされてるから、うん、その話とかを結構聞くといろいろ教えてくれたりするから勉強になるよ。なんか面白いよ。
So you would have yours set to happy to chat。
うん、相当疲れてない限りは別に全然話したいけど、ただ
Would you turn it off quite often? Like if you're tired or you don't really feel like it or...Because if you have it set to happy to chat and you get into one of these Ubers, the guy might just, his face will just start flapping like crazy. Back in 1973, you know, some story.
そうだね。思い出話はちょっと辛いかもね。
Well, the worst is I was in an Uber in LA、mm. and I was sharing the ride with someone else. And the driver、was this young guy with a Spider-Man tattoo. And he proceeded、okay. to try to show off his Google phone's Alexa feature、
hmm.
and、I don't know how the conversation got there, but we ended up sitting in the car with this guy with the Spider-Man tattoo being like, hey Alexa over and over. Oh, I can't say that, huh? It's gonna trigger people's
sorry
I've ruined everything.
But yeah, たまにね、こう運転手さんのライフヒストリーを聞かされる時あるよね、うん、あの一回私もハワイで空港までの結構長い距離乗ったら、うん、フィリピン人の女の人のドライバーでもう本当にライフヒストリー最初から最後まで聞かされて、うん、それはちょっとなんか面白さ半分、もう疲れてるから辛さ半分みたいな、うん、でもさ止められないもんね。なんかめちゃくちゃ乗りに乗って運転手さんが喋っちゃってる時にさ、あ、もうそこで止めてくださいっていう時あるじゃん。その気まずさ、なんか、あ、まだ話足りてないのにもう私降りることになっちゃって悪いなみたいな、ちょっと
か、just,
かわいそう。
I would just bust out the Uber app and change it from happy to chat to like quiet preferred.
途中で、ね、ひどい。
You can't do that.
I don't think so.
Is that more polite or is it like
That's かわいそう。あ、つまんなかったんだ。
We kind ofYou don't need to have the same social signaling ability, you
yeah.
know, these days. Because if you can just hit this button on your phone, mm-hmm. and it's like, I want quiet, or I don't really feel like talking, or whatever. You don't have to, because normally you'd get into a taxi, and maybe the driver would be chatty or not chatty.
Yeah.
So that part's not really up to you. And then they might try to initiate a conversation, and you need to find an unawkward way、
mm.
to diffuse、
yeah.
and suppress the conversation.
So 多分本当に疲れてる時とかは携帯いじってなんか忙しいふりしたりとかして、ちょっと今ごめんなさいみたいな雰囲気を醸し出すと、分かってくれる人と全然分かってくれない人がいるじゃん。
Well, no one knows because there are so many people who pull their phone out and start messing with it、
yeah.
while they're about as engaged as they ever are、
まあね、
in conversation.
だからこう返事をこう、あ、そうですよねとかで終わりにするとか、私はね、mm. それでちょっとこう、
I do that.
もう終わりたい感を出すんだけど、
I do that on accident sometimes, or I don't mean to. I'm just like, oh, そうですよね、I'm just like, wow, I really don't care. And then I just, you never, that never happens to you. You like, you don't mean to like trail off. You don't mean to make it seem like. I mean, in that situation, I am.Genuinely disinterested,
right?
But I also genuinely want to address that and still engage in the conversation.
Oh, okay.
But I just can't. I can't、mm. say anything other than like, なるほど and that's it.
だからなんか興味ある人の時は普通にこっちからすごい聞いたりする質問とかを。でもそうじゃない時はね。
Can the driver have a setting as well, or that's not
ね、それないけど、ドライバー側も絶対あるよね、多分。なんかちょっと疲れてるから喋りたくないみたいな日とかさ、mm. なのに客がすごい話しかけてきてめんどくさいとか。
Mm. Like、
あとなんかこう、だってほら、ちょっと、まあ疲れてて具合悪い日もそうだし、なんかこう、彼氏彼女に振られたばっかりとかさ、
mm-hmm.
なんかもう今日は全然無理みたいな日もあるじゃん、mm. きっと。
Should we just have that in general? You know, like the... What is it? Like the...
Like with friends
and
stuff?
The Bubba Gump shrimp sign thing that you flip over. You can have like a little cloud,、oh. rainy cloud sticker. Like、mm. in your hair, like a hairpin. It just lets people know, like, I'm not really trying to deal with people today. でもさ、
今日そんな喋りたくないなと思ってても、話し始めたら意外とさ、相手が面白かったりとかして、あ、よかった話してみたいな時もあるじゃん。
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, but some days you've kind of made up your mind.
I guess.
Like, should we be attaching like physical indicator lights to our bodies
No.
that where people have some?
Isn't that kind of sad?
It's like the earring, the gay earring thing. Like if you have it on the
yeah,
or like
locker の鍵を足首につけるとかそういうことでしょ? Gay people のやつ。
Is that really a gay person thing?
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Because I tend to do that.
Oh.
Put the locker key on my ankle.
So you're sending mixed
because,
signals.
Well,
to random strangers. What a tease.
I don't like it because I put boxing gloves on. So I don't want to have it on my wrist.
Oh.
That weird elasticy thing. Is that a real thing? That can't be real. It would explain a lot, though, about the gym. Honestly.
Yeah. 次、エレベーターの代わりに階段を使ったり、体にいいものを食べるなど、比較的簡単に健康的な選択をできる人と、それがどうしても困難な人がいます。その差を調べるため、ペンシルバニア大学の研究チームが、肥満傾向にある被験者を対象に調査を行いました。被験者に健康のために運動することを促すメッセージを見せながら、fMRI で脳をモニターし、選択に迷ったり葛藤している際に活性化する脳の領域に注目しました。すると事前のアンケートで人生の方向性が定まっており目的意識があると答えた人の方が人生で何を成し遂げたいのかわからないと答えた人よりも脳が葛藤する確率が低くなっており健康に関するメッセージを比較的容易に受け入れていることがわかりました。
Taking the stairs instead of the elevator, eating healthy food, and other healthy choices can be made easily by some people, but not by others. In order to investigate the difference, a research team at Pennsylvania University conducted experiments on people with obesity. The subjects were shown messages urging them to exercise for the benefit of their health, while having an area of the brain associated with internal conflict monitored by an fMRI machine. The researchers found that subjects who had responded, I have a sense of direction and purpose in my life, had less activation in the conflict part of their brain, and were more receptive to the messages than subjects who responded, I don't have a good sense of what it is I'm trying to accomplish in life.
So, Michael, どっち?目的意識があるかないか?
My 目的 is to figure out.
Your 目的?
What I'm supposed to do in life.
So you do have a sense of So you do have a sense of purpose in a way?
I think to have a really definite concrete sense of purpose, you would have to have a concrete sense of belief.
Mm.
And I don't have concrete beliefs.
Mm.
To the extent that my beliefs are concrete, I think I do have purpose.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
Because you have to know what is true in order to know what is right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't know what is true. I'm dissatisfied with the myopic scope of mainstream human society in sort of establishing values for how you should run your life or what do we value?
Hmm.
You know, the usual metrics like success. The mystery to me, the universe is so much more vast than anything that humans have made up.
Right.
And that's kind of what I'm interested
in
interacting with.
Hmm.
If that, I don't know if that makes any sense. Which one are you?
I don't feel lost right now because I have a baby to take care of that, you know, that's keeping me super busy. But actually, when it comes to このなんか健康的な選択みたいな、なんかこう、 思ったのはこれってその目的意識があるとかこうセンスオブパーパスがあるからあ健康でいなきゃいけないなって何かこうモチベーションになってるわけじゃん、mm-hmm. じゃないと成し遂げられないからそれが何であれとか、
well, it's more relevant if you're obese
yeah I guess、yeah. but even if you're not like
if you're not then it shouldn't be a major priority to work out and exercise because that's not your limiting factor
right but like なんだろう例えば子供がいるから怪我できないとかってあるわけじゃん、mm. なんか手首やっちゃったらもうやばいじゃん、mm. とかでも子供がだから子供ができてからあ自分がこう健康でいなきゃいけないある程度とかなんか腰を痛めるとかさ手首痛めるとかがすごい怖いわけじゃん、mm. それまでは何も思ってなかったけどだからあちゃんと気をつけないとなって思う一方で子供が生まれる前はなんか夫より先に死にたいじゃん、mm-hmm. だからでも夫の方が絶対になんかコーラとかめっちゃ飲むわけ
おにぎり
And... おにぎり
I don't know
いやなんかコーラ飲んだりポテチ食べたりとか、mm-hmm. カップラーメン食べたりとかこう不健康なものを摂取するわけ夫はね、mm-hmm. たまにだから普通にしてたら私の方が健康的な選択をしちゃってるから夫より先に死のうと思ったらちょっと合ってないなみたいな困るなとかは思ってた
Well, you should both just be trying to live You know, just be healthy And stop racing to the bottom
No, no, no So like, I'm healthy And I tend to choose healthy options、uh-huh. But he doesn't So in order for me to achieve my ideal like goalMm-hmm. Which is to die before him.
Is that your goal?
どうしたらいいんだろう
ね。Why is that your goal?
なんか子供が生まれてからちょっと変わったけど、生まれる前はやっぱなんか、だってもう嫌だ、嫌じゃん。自分が先の方が楽じゃん。
Too bad.
だから。
Responsibility gives you、purpose and、
yeah.
meaning, right?
そうそうそう
and so if you have a kid, you have enormous responsibility, right?Which gives you purpose,
yeah.
Which gives you meaning. Because、yeah. if you, this is a thing where if you do it,、the world will be a much better place, and you know this person will have a happy, you know, wonderful life. If you don't do it, then you know the extremes are very extreme, right?
Yeah.
For doing it versus not doing, and so I think that.Things like that, things where you have responsibility, are essentially what orients us、mm. and our values.、
Mm. そうね。だから子供がいるとまあそれは結構簡単じゃん。It's just there. だから別に考えなくても、あ、これを自分なんだろう自分の人生の目的、今の目的はこれみたいな。
Well, you gave birth to a responsibility.
Yeah, but その前はやっぱりなんか自分で何かを見つけなきゃっていうふうにいつも思ってたから。Mm-hmm.でそれはやっぱりこう仕事とか恋愛とかだけでは全然なんか満たされないからなんか環境問題に関するなんかやったりとかなんかこう自分と違うところで何か貢献することによってそこのなんか自分の満足感を得るみたいな自己満足なんだけどなんかそのまあ
Do you imagine
猫の殺処分の話とか何でもいいけど
Do you imagine the future like 50 years from now where you do something versus if you don't do something and like whether like let's say 50 years from now someone's like someone you don't know and you don't even know they're saying this could say like hey these you know we have orangutans here partly thanks to you know this program that increased awareness in a country that wasvastly increasing the demand for products, you know, that whole cycle. You know, do you think about it that way at all?
Like, yeah, sometimes, yeah, because そのポッドキャストやってるし、ツイッターもあるし、なんか自分が言ったことによって、まあ、それがそんなにね、別にすごい助けになるっていうふうに思うほど自信は全然ないんだけど、でもこう、一人でもなんか聞いて、mm-hmm.あ、そうなんだって思ったらそれで何かしらがちょっとでも変わってるかもしれない だろうなっていうのを考えるときはある。
It's like that example that people give、about going back in time and killing Hitler before he, you know, he did everything that he did or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Because you have to imagine that there was some dude, you know, around Hitler for an extended period of time who had been getting bad vibes off of him for a while.
Yeah.
And he didn't really do anything.
And, he,
and after the war, he must have been like, man, I really should have said something at that one meeting, or I really should have, you know, like,
yeah.
like the future is constantly branching off this, this way into just apparently permanent, you know, permanent things are happening all the time.
Yeah.
And the only people that seem to be able to do anything about these, where history goes or what things happen is us, people that are alive right now.
Yeah.
You know, you can't ask, ask our ancestors to do something about it. And you can't ask our descendants to do something.
後悔しないように暮らしたいんだけど、暮らしたいし、あんまり普段だからこう後悔することないのよ。あの時ああすればよかったとか。ないんだけど、ちょっと今考えてるのが、この間電車に乗った時に、あのベビーカー持ってね、子供と乗ってたら、あのなんかあれ高校生か大学生か分かんないけど、部活のなんかこうラケットじゃないけどなんかが入ってるラクロスかな、なんか持ってる女の子が立ってたのね。でその隣になんか外国人の本当50代ぐらいのおじさんが立ってて、ずっとなんか日本語でこう話しかけてるわけよ、なんかどこで降りるのとか、なんかああそうなので、なんか女の子の方が確実にちょっともう話しかけないでほしいなみたいな感じにしてるのね。でその子はすごい若かったし、でそのおじさんが本当にもう50代ぐらいで、なんかもう下心丸出しみたいな感じだったから、ああこれなんか助けてあげたいけど子供連れてるから、なんかおじさんが怒ってなんかされたら困るなとかっていうのをいろいろ考えちゃって何もできなくて、でもそれが初めてじゃないのね。なんかこの間もあのなあれなんていうの、その中央分離帯、あの横断歩道と横断歩道の間にあるなんか待つところみたいなとこで、男の人がなんかめちゃくちゃうなだれて座ってたのね。で、あどうしたんだろう、大丈夫かなって思って、でその時も子供連れてて、大丈夫ですかって聞きたかったんだけど、なんかその人がすごい変な人で、子供になんかされたらどうしようとか思って、それも何もできないとか、あとなんか妊娠してる時にも麻布十番にいたら後ろ向きに歩いてる男の人がいたのね、でもずっと後ろ向きに歩いてんので、そのまんまもう赤信号も渡ったりとかして車にひかれそうになって、こうクラクションとか鳴らされてんのね、でみんななんかお、あの人何してんだろうみたいな感じで見てたんだけど、私はやっぱなんか自分もうつ病になったことあるし、なんかこの人多分何かしら精神的におかしくなってるのかなと思って、大丈夫ですかとかなんか言いたかったんだけど、めちゃくちゃ妊婦でお腹出てて、なんかそれもなんかあったらどうしようと思って何もできなくて、なんかそういうこうなんだろうね。
Yeah, the more you have to lose, the more kind of selfish you become.
そう、本当にそうなの。
And it's a real thing.
そう、なんか昔本当若い時はあの結構私六本木で朝とかさ倒れてる人とかをなんか全然知らない人とかを結構助けるのが好きみたいな、なんかわかる、大丈夫ですかとかでタクシー呼んであげましょうかとかさ。
I still have to do that all the time.
そう、なんかもしかしてこの人このままね急性アルチューとかで死ぬかもしれないとかさ、怖いじゃん。でそれは後であの人大丈夫だったかなとか思うよりはその場でなんかやった方がいいなって思ってたんだけど、なんかやっぱ子供いるとなんかあって子供になんかされた時にどうしたらいいかわかんないから、自分がすごいなんか弱いプラス自己中っていうか、なんか守りに入ってるみたいな。それがなんか最近のなんでこの話になったか、
I hope there aren't, you know, dozens of people dropping dead because you just whistling past.
Yeah. でもね、なんか。
But if you did interact with someone and then they, you know, it turned out they were on bath salts or something and tried to
eat, you know, my baby's face, right?
Yeah, tried to eat your baby's face.
そうで、やっぱりこう最悪のケースを想像しちゃうんだよね、まあ、子供生まれてから そういうことだけじゃなくて普段か ら、 だから
These drunk people are always a non-threat. Always. I always find drunk
freezing. Oh, like the people
freezing
on the floor?
Like, yeah, I found there's just like just young women will just be face planted on the street outside at like 1 a.m. or something.
危ないよね。
Just drink way too much.
Yeah.
They're not a threat, and I think people should help them and should call the ambulance.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're up and moving around, then maybe they could be a threat. But the passed out people, generally, you can't even get them to respond, usually.
Mm. 次、マサチューセッツ大学アマースト校の研究で、保育園に通う3歳から5歳の幼児470人にアクティグラフを装着し16日間モニターしたところ、毎日1時間以上テレビを見ている子どもはそれ以下の子どもと比べて睡眠時間が毎日22分少なくなっていました。 36% の子どもの寝室にテレビが設置されており、そのうち3分の1がテレビがついたままの状態で眠りについていたほか、その際に刺激的暴力的な内容が流れていることもありました。寝室にテレビがある子どもはない子どもに比べて睡眠時間が平均30分短くなっていました。 WHO では2歳から4歳の幼児についてスクリーンを眺める時間を1日1時間以下に限定することを推奨しているほか、子どものうちに質の高い睡眠を得ることにより長期的に健康へのポジティブな効果があるとしています。 54% の子どもが平日に1時間以上テレビを見ており、週末になると 87% が1時間以上を見ていました。また子どもの睡眠時間を親が多く見積もって認識していることも分かりました。
In a study by the Amherst School at Massachusetts University, activity monitors were attached to 470 children aged 3 to 5 years old over a period of 16 days. They found that children who watched more than 1 hour of television get 22 minutes less sleep. 36% of children had television in their room, and a third of them fell asleep with the TV on, often with shocking or violent content playing. On average, children with TVs in their room got 30 minutes less sleep than children without. According to the WHO, children aged 2 to 4 should watch less than 1 hour of TV per day, suggesting that this improves their sleep and leads to a more positive outcome. On weekdays, 54% of children watch more than 1 hour of TV per day, whereas on weekends, 87% of children watch more than 1 hour of TV per day. They also found that parents tend to overestimate how much sleep their children are getting.
So, 寝室にテレビってなんかこう、私たちの親の世代の方がある感じするよね、若い人よりも。ただ今でもこうやってちっちゃい子で自分が寝てる部屋にテレビがある子も結構いるっていう、まあこれアメリカの話だけど。
How do you think? I feel like there's more TVs here
かな。
America used to be land of TV watching, you know, Cheeto fingered, warehoused in the suburbs, glued to the television set, consuming the everydayCorporate propaganda. But I feel like people have largely moved on to watching things online.
Well, in the US, 日本もそうだけどね。
Not nearly as much here. YouTube in Japan is like raggedy.
It's nothing compared to. But ニコニコ動画とかあるじゃん、日本は。まあちょっとだから世界とトレンドは違うけど。
It's microscopic compared to YouTube. You know? And people watch TV in Japan. A lot of people watch TV.
Older
right?
people, yeah.
But I feel like younger people watch, like 30 dai are still mostly, mostly watching TV, right?
30 dai はまだテレビ見てるかもね。
If you had to guess, just what percentage of 30 dai are still watching TV?
I have no idea. でもあんまりなんか普通のテレビ番組をめっちゃ見てるっていう友達いないけどね。みんなだいたい Netflix とか。だテラスハウスとかさ、こうフジテレビが作ってるとしてもネットフリックスで見てるみたいな。
But this is your universe. If you、ね、if you go, you know, to I don't know, Tochigi, people over there aren't watching like the latest Netflix.
I don't know. Maybe all the people in Tochigi are offended.
Like, everyone's
right now.
watching Netflix.
But でも寝室にテレビうちはないけど、なんか逆にあんまり想像できない、寝室にテレビを置くっていうのが、
うん、
なんか
How about no TV? No TV at all anywhere in the home. How many people do you think are doing that? And they avoid the heinous NHK fee of like whatever it is, 3000円。
ね、私結構考えたことあるけど、あ、家にテレビ置かなかったらテレビ台もいらないし、なんかテレビを中心にリビングをこうセッティングする必要がないじゃん、
mm-hmm.
と思ったんだけど、やっぱでもネットフリックスとかさ、そういうものを普通に大きい画面で見たい、パソコンじゃなくて。
You should get a projector like me and just project on the wall. Then you only watch things at night and it's kind of 面倒くさいと set it up. So you end up not watching. It's like a big deal.
まあね、でも子供なんかね、まあ、WHO はさっき言った通りのおすすめの内容なんだけど、アメリカ小児学会はその、まあ、1日1時間以下、まあ、なければない方がいいっていうのプラス、視聴する番組は質が高いものにして、さらに親が一緒に見ましょうっていう、まあ、その一人で何時間も見てるよりかは一緒に見てこうなんかコメントしたりとか、なんかインタラクションがあった方がいいみたいなこと言ってた。
I feel like TV is not as much of a threat as the iPads and all this stuff that kids
are messing with. So, 私もね、そう思う。正直、Netflix とかで、もう、はい、この番組見ててねって言って見せるのは別にそんな問題ないと思う。逆に YouTube とかで自分の好きな動画どんどんどんどんおすすめ出てきて、もうエンドレスに見ちゃう方がちょっと心配。自分の子供ってなったら。だから最近うちも10ヶ月になって、テレビをちょっとこう集中して、まあ、集中してっていうと言い過ぎなんだけど、もう本当にまあ 1,2 分ぐらいはじーっとこう見るようになってきて、だから私がこう料理してる時とかトイレ行きたい時とかは、携帯でネットフリックスつけてペッパー・ザ・ピグとか、何お母さんと一緒とか、でもね iPhone ってタッチスクリーンじゃん、でこうフルスクリーンで流してると触っちゃうんだよね、で触っちゃうと一時停止しちゃうじゃん、でそっからちょっとなんか触ってるともうホーム画面に戻っちゃってて、
You can't lock the screen, huh? You can't like
その方法ってある？ないよね。
I don't think so. But
だよね。だからみんなどうしてんのかな。
It'd be nice so that if you're showing something to a baby or a really really old person, you can lock
でしょ
the video so it doesn't Because I have it.
それ私が知らないだけかな。
I have like panic attacks sometimes because I just like try to pick up my phone and my thumb taps some button on Facebook or some messenger or something.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, what did I just do? Did I just like, you know, upload some Anthony Weiner? Did I just do something?
So you have like...Hundreds of dick pics.
Yeah, my phone's mostly. That's why I need to upgrade my phone. I'm running out of space. No, you don't have that where like you're holding your phone and so easily your thumb could touch some part of the screen, which is a button.
昔さ、MD プレイヤーってあったじゃん。で、MD プレイヤーにこうヘッドフォンを挿すと、その MD プレイヤーとヘッドフォンの間にこの操作する。このピッピッっていうリモコンみたいなのがついてたじゃん、でそれってさカチッてホールドっていうのにするとさ、触っても何もなんないようにできたじゃん、ロック、それが欲しい iPhone に。
Yeah, well you lock it but then it's the lock screen.
そうなの。
But it's like what if I want to lock it and watch something
it. そうそうそう。
I don't have to worry about, you know, like if I'm watching a video in bed and I have the phoneYou know, above my head, so if I drop it, it'll hurt me. But if I'm watching it like that, I have to have this weird, like I'm holding something I just painted.
そうだね。そうそうそう。
I'm like careful not to touch the screen because I don't want to mess it up.
ないのかな。
They just need one more button on the side.
Yeah. Right? なんでそんな困るかっていうと、その
just another one of these. Why couldn't you just do that?
子供が触っちゃって、もうビデオが再生されてないと。何これみたいな感じで iPhone 投げるのね、でガタンみたいな感じで毎回さこの高い iPhone X を床に投げつけられてるからちょっとそれだけ、 まあだからね、うん、スクリーン見ない方がいいに越したことはないんだけど、まあ、その 1,2 分とかでもねやっぱり見てくれてるとすごい助かる。
I think, Do you think kids are getting smarter or dumber as a result of all this?I vote、まあ、dumber.
でも見てるものによるんじゃない？結構あのネットフリックスとかだと子供用のサイエンス番組とかなんかこう分かりやすいやつとかあるよ。
I disagree. Well, it's not like it's like as long as it's like, oh, it depends what you're watching、
うん、
But there's other shit to do other than watching something。
まあね、でもなんかドキュメンタリーとかもそう、まあ大人もそうだけどさ。
So if you wanted to learn about nature, do you think you should watch a nature documentary?
Yeah, why not? There's like...
No, you definitely... If you're a kid, you need to be in nature. You need to go to the forest.
Yeah, of course.
You need to like...
Yeah, of course, but we're talking about school nights.
But everyone is like learning about stuff.And nobody
yeah,
has,
well, I mean, like, you can do that on summer vacation or something. But if you live in the city, you have school or preschool the night, the day after. It's not like you can just go to the jungle today and be in the nature. You know, yeah, of course, that's ideal, but that's just not realistic. So
I don't think
kids watching the BBC, you know, animal documentary and stuff.It's not a bad thing.
We're starting to learn everything through a screen, and it's not actually pragmatic. It's not quite...
Yeah, it's but it's not like in our generation we were like learning everything in person either.
I was.
I always
put my hands on everything and learned it. Like,
when you were like 3...
So,
you were in the jungle every
like
day?
Kids used to learn, have a lot more hands-on things. And you used to be able to be allowed to try a lot of different things, like model rockets, for example. So if you want to learn rocket dynamics, center of lift, center of mass...these sorts of things, the best way to learn is to launch toy rockets or something, right?
Okay.
Or if you want to learn how electric motors work.
Right.
I learned that from Mini-Yonku, but now it's just, you know, Maikura and screens.
Well, they still have both. It's just that the screen part is more advanced and...You have way more options than when we were... I mean, when I was 2 to 4, the only thing I had was just the Disney videos that I've seen like hundreds of times already. And it was never about science or anything, you know? So
I think about what you learn, what you can learn in Boy Scouts, right?
Yeah.
All the different skills you can learn. And now it's kind of like...Well, you can just learn all that just by watching YouTube. It's kind of
well,
the mentality it's shifting to.
I don't know. Like,
you don't notice this? That's mind-boggling to me. It's so crazy. Like, you can't launch model rockets. It's illegal. You cannot fly a remote-control airplane. It is illegal. They've banned everything. The last place in Tokyo where you could do anything was the Kawasaki side of Tamagawa, and now they're banning everything there, too. So it's just...It's so restricted where we can only do things that are virtual because there's so many lawsuits and liability
and all
this.
Yeah, it's true that like そういう危ないことが禁止されてるのはそうだし、まあ確かに公園とかでボール遊びしちゃダメとかそういうのが増えてるのは問題だけど、
yeah.
ただなんか、なんだろう、そんなに悪化してるかっていうとそうでもないと思うけどね、なんか。逆に言うとなんかその例えば私が子供の時とかはもうディズニーのビデオですらもうなかなか売ってないみたいな、mm-hmm. I sound so old but でしかも日本語でしかないとかさ、だからお父さんがアメリカで買ってきたビデオを見るしかないとかだったけど、mm-hmm. 今は別にねそういうこともないから、変な話何カ国語でも見れるし、
mm-hmm.
ちっちゃい時からなんかそれはそんなに悪いことじゃないと思うけどね。
うん、mm-hmm.I think there should be way more hands-on, like, physically involved experiments and freedom to do more things that are not, you know, yokai wotchi or whatever.
Yeah, but like there are a lot of events like science masodashi for kids to actually like go then and you know try stuff.
But you want to experiment like, by yourself, of, you know, and spend time with it and become.
Yeah, like
really
there are a lot of like 体験教室みたいな. I'm kind of I didn't know this, but like やっぱなんか 子供が生まれてどういうのがあるのかなって見た時に そのキッズスペースみたいなのも結構いっぱいあるし 日本意外と まあその授乳室とかおむつ替えのスペースとかも結構すごい綺麗なのが完備されてたりとかして まあそういう意味では民間は結構頑張ってるなっていう印象はあるけどね。 次。
Drinking on the streets of Shibuya will be banned during certain future events such as Halloween, according to Shibuya ward officials who made the announcement on Monday. An interim report issued by a panel was assigned to issue the new rules following public disturbances during Halloween last year, including the flipping of a small truck.
今週月曜日、渋谷区が設置したハロウィン対策検討会が一部路上での飲酒を禁止する条例を制定するよう区に提言する予定であることが分かりました。昨年のハロウィンで軽トラックがひっくり返されるなどの混乱が起きたことを受け、10月31日から11月1日までの週末期間中と年越しカウントダウンの12月31日から1月1日に飲酒禁止エリアを設ける予定です。あのスクランブルエリア、スクランブル交差点のエリアとかだよね。
Mm-hmm.
センター街とか。
Probably バスケットボールストリート。
Yeah. まああのすごいもんね最近あの人の数はね。ただこう、mm-hmm. 日本ってやっぱりあの外で酒が飲めるっていうのがあのまあ日本人からすると当たり前なんだけど海外だとねアメリカとかねあのやっちゃダメだし。海外から来た人にとってはうわ日本すげえフリーダムやったみたいなこうポジティブに捉えられてる面もあるから、うん、まあ残念ではあるけどすごいもんねでもこれってさなんか思うんだけどクラブとかをめちゃくちゃ摘発したからこうなってる面もあるじゃんなんか要はクラブの中でちゃんとみんなが盛り上がって酒飲んでそこにコンテインされてたのになんかどんどん摘発とかしてじゃあ踊っちゃダメですとかなんかいろいろやった結果さ、うん、じゃあ外だったらね別に摘発もされないし外で飲めばいいやみたいなさ、
うん、What do you think of the rule?
いや私は禁止しなくてもまあ行かないからでも自分がもはやでも、ね、私たちがまさに一番やってた本当に20代前半とかさ、まあ、10代後半から20代半ばぐらいまでってそんなに日本はハロウィンやってなかったじゃん、
うん、
うちらのなんかインターナショナルなコミュニティだけだったから渋谷で外で飲んで仮装してる人もいっぱいいてさあのセンター街の奥のマックの前でみんな集まってやってたけど、うん、別に何の問題もなかったもんね人数が少なすぎて、
うん、
でそのままイベントクラブとか行ってでそこには仮装した人いっぱいいるけど今ほどじゃなかったからその軽トラックがひっくり返されるとかものすごい数の痴漢がいて、うん、なんか女の子がそこに行くことすらも危ないとかさそれはちょっとなんかね
Do you think this will Do you think people will listen? They'll just be like Oh, it's banned
いや
We won't drink outside Do you think this rule is actually going to work?
いやてか外で飲まなくても別にね、
people will. That's ridiculous. It's they're not people are going to listen to this.
しかもそのエリアからちょっとずれたら別に飲んでいいわけでしょ。
Yeah. So it's just kind of pushing it around, and then you know, if people are outside because the venues are packed, then saying they can't drink outside will just make the venues a million times more packed. Maybe
だからやっぱもっとでかいクラブをボンボン立てた方がいいよ。足りてないんだよ。
But people want to be outside too.
まあね。
You don't want to be trapped in there.
でもさ、普通のクラブもやっぱすごい並ぶじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
あの すごいじゃん列が。だからやっぱ足りてないんだよ。で一個一個がちっちゃいしさ、だからバニラみたいに昔のなんかこう何階建てでめっちゃでかいとかさ。
There's plenty of clubs. Like there's always gonna be packed clubs on Halloween. You can't build clubs for Halloween. It's not the Olympics. It's not like let's build this huge club.
No, what I'm saying is like Halloween 以外でもどっちにしろすごい並んでるから、そもそも足りてないじゃん。そもそも足りてないところにそうやって摘発したりさ、あ何時以降踊っちゃいけませんとか意味不明なこと言ってるからさ、ある意味なんかもうこうなるに決まってる感もするけどね。
What's gonna happen?
ねえ、ちょっとだから軽トラックはさ持ち主が本当にかわいそうだから、その車をひっくり返すみたいなのはちょっとやめてほしいけど、やめてほしいし、その痴漢みたいな、だから犯罪はさ絶対ダメだけど、まあ酔っ払ってバカ騒ぎするぐらいは別にいいんじゃないのって思うけどね。なんか日本人って好きじゃん祭りが。
Was it foreigners that flipped that truck over?
No.
Wasn't there some? There was like some big guy that like jumped in and like pushed the truck over in the video.
Oh,
I remember.
I don't know about that,
but whatever it is, it's just a few people. So it's like yeah, six people.Flip this truck over, yeah. Punish those people, but why do we need to, you know, use it as an excuse? I mean, the fact that they cite that event at all for this regulation is annoying to me. That was the action of like six people, less than 10 people.
Yeah.
So don't cite it when you introduce regulation for literally everybody.
私個人的にはその軽トラック云々っていうよりもその痴漢がすごい発生して。女の子たちがめちゃくちゃ被害に遭うっていうのが問題だと思ってて、ただそれも別にこの集まること自体が問題なんじゃなくて、その中でそういうことする人がいること自体が問題じゃん。
But how do we...
それはどうにかアドレスしてほしい。
I mean that's already banned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But でもやっぱりなんかそのそういう空気が醸成されてるわけじゃん昔から。そのクラブに行ってじゃあ肌露出してる女はみんなやりまんだからいつ触ってもいいとか、って思ってる日本人の男の人が結構いるから、まあ日本人に限らずだけど、で実際にねクラブ行ってこう急になんか胸とか触られるとかあったし、私もそれはなんかその空気からもう変えていってほしいし、それを見つけた周りの人もやっぱりね、え何やってんのみたいな、言わないといけないと思うけど、ただそのメディアとかやっぱなんかさテレビとかだとそのハロウィンで盛り上がってる若者たちなんか悪いみたいなさ、なんか顔にモザイクとかかかってて
出血まで
なんかこうそうそうそうすごいなんかドラマチックになんか騒ぐ若者たちみたいな、でもなんかそれは別にいいじゃんって思うけどね。
I think this ban is totally ridiculous.
なんか楽しいからいいじゃん。
I think it's totally ridiculous, especially because it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, will they arrest you if you drink in that area? So if you drink inside of a bar and you stumble outside, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't really
so
know
how does it work? So you're not allowed to bring your own drinks. So basically the rule is you have to purchase alcohol at, you know, these approved vendors which are inside.
Yeah.
But you can be drunk outside, right? Otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to leave the club.
Yeah.
So people will still be drunk
outside. 屋内で一気飲みして路上に出る分にはいいわけだから。
Is this just like big alcohol just lobbied for something?
Yes.
Because otherwise, you know, people just bring their own, you know, one cup from home and just drink outside.
It doesn't have to be one cup, but yeah.
Yeah.
でも今はさ、こう映像で見てるともうあまりにも混みすぎてて、あんまりコンフォータブルに見えないけど、うちらのあのガラガラの時とか確かにこう、まあお祭りとかもそうだけど、外でお酒飲むの楽しいよね。なんか風も吹いてるしさ。
Yeah, isn't it the same as, you know, like, Hanabi Taikai? Like, yeah, people get crazy with Hanabi Taikai, too. And it's kind of a shame, because Halloween in Japan is probably the most poppin' event.
でもそれを結構ネガティブに言う人もいるじゃん。なんか海外だとこんな、なんか大人が仮装する日じゃないみたいなさ、こと言って怒る人いるじゃん。なんかアメリカはなんか 子供のイベントの日なのに日本人はなんかこんなことして恥ずかしいみたいなさ。
The cultural appropriation is off the charts.
そう、でも別にいいじゃんね、楽しいから。まあこれどうするんだろうね。これ取り締まる方も大変だよね。だって手に持ってるかどうかってことでしょ。ベロベロに酔っ払ってても別にそれ自体は悪いわけじゃないから、
うん、
手に缶チューハイ持ってたらそれが開いてたらダメだけどとか。
Well, you would just put it in a different container. So they're gonna check your water bottle.
そうだね、
確かに。 Like, what a, it's just、
ね、
so hard to enforce that.
だからみんながディズニーランドでやるようなことでしょ。
Just you.
I haven't done it, just for the record.
Okay.
I thought that's what people do. 次。
San Francisco has become the first city to ban municipal use of facial recognition technology following the passage of the Stop Secret Surveillance Ordinance. Other cities such as Oakland, California, and Somerville, Massachusetts are also considering similar restrictions. The ban does not apply to corporations or to institutions managed by the federal government.Such as the airport, which employs facial recognition in place of boarding passes. Board Supervisor Aaron Peskin stated the following: Even if the technology is perfect, this is a genie we as a society should want to put back in the bottle, because this is the kind of technology that will inadvertently be used to make every city and state and every country a police state. The ban will prohibit the San Francisco Police Department from employing such technologies to monitor public events, identify potential suspects, and check IDs.
サンフランシスコ市はアメリカ国内で初となる秘密監視禁止条例を可決し、市の政府による顔認識技術の使用を禁止することを決定しました。カリフォルニア州オークランドやマサチューセッツ州サマービルでも同様の規制案が検討されています。この条例は企業や連邦政府には適用されないため、空港などでは引き続き顔認証技術が使用されます。市政執行委員会のアーロン・ペスキン氏は、技術がいかに完璧だとしても、このジーニーはランプに戻さねばならない。なぜならこうした技術は全ての都市、州、国で採用され、意図せずとも警察国家になってしまうからだ、と述べています。今回の条例でサンフランシスコ警察は公共のイベントを監視したり容疑者を特定したり身元を調べたりする際に顔認証を使用することが禁止されます。
Yep.
いいね、さすが民主主義の国ですね。
So you think this is a good idea to ban this?
うん、
I think this will be extremely. This is the beginning of a rift where certain people or certain areas are going to be taking actions to limit technology in various areas, and others will have the opposite stance. And I think this is kind of the beginning of this rift.Being made explicit with regards to AI technology employed for facial recognition.
難しいよね。そのやっぱり今までってこう技術を発展させるためになるべく規制とか 法律でこう取り締まるようなことはしない方がいい。で、それをその技術の発展を阻害せずになるべく自由にやりましょうっていう。で、当然発展した技術はみんなで、まあ、その警察なり政府なり民間なりこうみんな使いましょうねっていう感じだったわけじゃない。ただそれがこう逆にどんどん技術が発展してこういう顔認証技術とかになっていくと本当にこれを使ってしまっていいのかみたいな、とか体制側にその技術を自由に使う権限を与えてしまっていいんだろうかみたいな話になるわけじゃん。
うん。Well, what is your stance on its use by private corporations then? Or any corporation?
Well...
Because this does not prevent Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, any
right.
of these,
yeah.
Huawei...
But I think, その例えばこの間のさタクシーの広告のやつとかだったら結局その使うその ユーザーの許可を得なきゃいけないわけじゃない、企業っていうのは。でその得た情報を何にでも使っていいとかさ、じゃその人を刑務所に入れるために使っていいとか、そういうわけではないじゃん。それが全部が善意の元に使われるものじゃないにしても、ある程度制約があるけど、うん、政府とか警察ってなってくるともうなんかキリがないし、市民とか国民の許可を得ずに使うっていうことも想定されてるわけじゃない。
Haven't we seen that corporations are abusing these things worse than anybody?
I don't know if you can say worse than anybody, but
I mean, there have been, I mean, Facebook is in trouble,
right? Yeah.
If any of these major tech companies had competitors, they would all be gone by now.
Yeah.
But they've, you know, they had established themselves in the market, so that wasn't the case. But the number of issues regards to privacy and data being, you know, sold off here and there,
yeah,
is absolutely outrageous.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like,
and the incentives are worse in
but
that
like,
context.
その民間企業にどこまで許すかっていうことと、この警察とか政府にどこまで許すかっていうのはまた別の問題なわけじゃん。だからその政府とかに使わせないのに民間に使わせてるのはおかしいとかっていう考えよりかは、まずやっぱりその体制側をどうするかっていうのを考えとかないと怖いと思う。すでに中国とかではそれがある意味アビュースされてるわけだから、
mm-hmm.
で一回やっぱりそれを、まあ、いつも言ってるけど一回権限を上げちゃうとそれを取り戻すっていうのはなかなかできないじゃない、その政府からその権限を取り返すっていうのは。だから先にそこを議論するのはすごい大事だと思う。
So right now police departments even private security has been able to utilize facial recognition technology to potentially prevent terrorist attacks at public events, to catch suspects much more quickly, to ID suspects in, you know, 2 minutes instead of 4 days. So the number of people, so the cost, the potential cost of not utilizing this technology or not allowing the San Francisco Police Department to utilize technology will be that murderers murder more people, that mass murderers murder more people, that terrorist attacks are far more likely, and they're broadcasting their vulnerability relative to other places in the world.
In a way, yes, but like, そのだから多分ここ最近何回かエピソードでも話に出てるけど、その利便性と、じゃあそれがこう恣意的に使われちゃった場合のリスク、どこまでバランスを取るかっていう話なわけじゃん。だから恣意的に使えないようにものすごく文言を限定してこう解釈の余地がないぐらいに限定して使うようにするっていうことができるならそれはいいと思うけど、
I think they could absolutely、
ただその準備が整ってない段階でいきなり最先端の技術を自由に使い始めるっていうのはやっぱり、まあ、順番としては良くないと思うから。
Well, I think it's good, especially in America, to have different laws in different states and different cities.
それは本当そう思う。
And then you can see what happens.
You
can see it over here with this rule, and then you can see it over here with this rule.
Yeah.
And I suspect that the law enforcement cost, opportunity cost, will be staggering for San Francisco. And they will probably fold over, I don't know how many years it will take, but that would just be my prediction. This doesn't seem sustainable. It's very difficult to hold back, you know, the floodgates of technology.
Yeah. まあ、だからその全面的に禁止っていうのはサステナブルじゃないにしても、どういう場面でどこまで権限を与えて どこまでだったら使ってよくて、どこまではダメなのか、でそれは政府が変わったとしても解釈が変わらないようにちゃんとこうガチガチにして、じゃあやっぱり使いましょうってなるのは全然ありだと思う。ただ今の段階でやっぱり技術がまだ発展してて、みんながそれに慣れてないような状態でね、どんどんじゃあ使いましょうよみたいなのはやっぱり危ないと思うよ。
And the AI recognition technology has been getting so accurate, and now the certainty level is so high that you know they'll just let you on airplanes just based on that. It's weird to me, like everyone can use it. The federal government can use it. The mega corporations can use it. You know, people can use it. Everyone can use it. Except for the police department. That seems weird to me. I'm more worried about the federal government than I am about any sort of municipal city. I mean, it's just basically like three buildings. Like, give me a break. You know, the federal government.
But as an experiment, I think it's important. Because that the federal government, で急にこれ全部やりませんなんて絶対ないわけじゃん。
It's not possible.
でしょ？絶対に使いたいわけじゃん。だからこうある意味こう自治体レベルでこれをこう手放してやってみるっていうことを決断できるっていうこと自体は。いいと思う本当に。だからそれは監視国家にしたくないっていう意思の表れじゃん。でそれをやっぱり実現できるっていうこと自体が偉いなと思うけどね。
There is some irony to this, right? Like a lot of these technologies are basically born out of, you know, San Francisco or these tech areas.
Yeah.
And the places where they come from are the leastin favor of it. Remember in San Francisco.
AI とかもそうじゃんね。こう分かってる人ほど規制した方がいいとかいうっていう流れがあるじゃん。
I don't think that's really true. I think the vast majority of AI researchers would advocate for, you know, more development of AI and they don't think that it even necessarily needs to be regulated the way that some people suggest.
You think?
Yeah. Well, there's this huge rift between people who are on the extreme end. You have these, what would you call it? Transhumanist, right? You know, like transhumanism.
Right.
And Ray Kurzweil and the whole, you know, we're going to be beamed up, you know, to the center of the Milky Way galaxy and, you know, some self-assembling tesseract will take us in or whatever it is. And then there are people who are like, you know, I'm just trying to have a regular, you know, the nuclear family, and I'm worried about,just, you know, they're intimidated by the future, the changing future and technology and the way all of this is, you know, by AI.
Yeah.
So there's clearly people that are intimidated by AI, and there's people who are not intimidated by AI.
Yeah.
And those are religions, because we don't really know the answer, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's just that if...もうまあ、だから心配しなくていいに越したことはないんだけど、どっちに転ぶか分かんないから、全く心配してなかった場合に最悪のことが起きた時にもう準備が全然できてないっていうのは問題っていう話だよね。
Yeah, I think people are beginning to realize that, or some people are beginning to feel that it cannot be reversed.
Yeah.
You know, and the genie, he said we should put the genie back in the bottle, right?
Yeah.
Because once the genie's out, you know, you're stuck in the genie's games.
Yeah.
Right? And so AI is kind of the genie, because the AI can grant wishes, but you have to be careful what you wish for.
Right.
You know, so I mean, it is like the genie.
Right.
But we get as many wishes as we want.
Yeah. 次。
According to a study published in the journal Development, researchers at Tokyo University have discovered that a single gene called LSDIA1 is responsible for the rightward chirality expressed in the Limnaea stagnalis freshwater snail. Study author Reiko Kuroda stated the following: although diverse mechanisms have been proposed for different animals, we think a unified mechanism involving formins and cellular chirality is probable. The scientists applied CRISPR gene editing technology to disable the LSDIA1 gene, which encodes a formin protein involved with skeletal growth, and found that the snails developed coiled to the left. Furthermore, these snails are healthy and exclusively reproduce more leftward snails. The lab now has fifth-generation leftward coiling snails. It is believed that studying such chirality may lend insight to certain heart conditions in humans.
Development に掲載された中部大学、東京の大学の先生だけど、研究は中部大学なのかな？Not really sure, but 中部大学の研究で淡水で暮らす巻貝の一種ヨーロッパモノアラ貝の殻が右巻きか左巻きかを決定しているのが単一遺伝子 LSDIA1 であることを発見しました。研究を率いた黒田玲子教授は生き物の種によってメカニズムは様々ですが、フォルミンや細胞キラリティにおいては共通のメカニズムがある可能性があると考えていると述べています。クリスパを使って LSDIA1 遺伝子の働きを抑制すると、モノアラガイの殻は左巻きになりました。左巻きにしたモノアラガイは健康で、その子孫も左巻きになっていました。研究室には現在第5世代の左巻き個体が暮らしています。人の体も左右で差がありますが、今回の発見が人体についての理解も深める可能性があります。貝って交尾するの？
I don't know.
左巻きの貝は左巻きの貝と交尾するの？じゃないとくっつけないとかあるのか？
I haven't seen like visually what the problem is,
yeah.
But they're saying that well, there's a story of Jeremy, and Jeremy was a snail, and he was a leftward spiraling snail discovered in some dumpster somewhere.
Okay.
In the U.S. And the person going through this dumpster noticed that the snail was backwards, which is incredible. And that snail was sent around and they tried to find a mate, another leftward spiraling snail, and they couldn't find one, and Jeremy died without ever producing another leftward snail.
Oh,
so
no.
They lost the leftward snail. Right, because they found one. Like, this is so crazy. It's spinning the other way, right?
So it's that rare?
It's extremely rare.
Ah, so nanda.
Yeah, that's why they were trying to find another one so they could keep it going. But they weren't able to help Jeremy get laid, and so Jeremy died alone.
Okay. So yeah. Jeremy could not have had sex with the right word.
Correct.
Individuals.
Yeah.
I guess it's just physically impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
bent
I've
the
read,
wrong way.
Yeah. そうだよね。なんか読んだことあった気がした。同じ向きじゃない。
Leftward snails can reproduce pretty normally.
Right.
And when they do reproduce, they make leftward snails. But there are no leftward snails. Right?
Right.
Except for Jeremy. Who's dead.
Right.
So in the lab they disabled the LSDIA1
Wait,
gene.
So Jeremy was also this Europa mono aragai?
Jeremy was not created with CRISPR. He was a natural.
I know, but Jeremy was the same species as this Limnaea.
I doubt it was the exact same species.
Right. Because this one lives underwater, right? So it's not like the normal snail that we see at a park or something. I mean, it looks different too.
Yeah. I mean, but all snails have this chirality.
Right.
Thing. So the question becomes, you know, why did the snail that is rightward, the clockwise spiral, why is that one the dominant snail?
Hmm.
And after they edited two snails and made them leftward spiraling or counterclockwise, they're healthy and they can reproduce.
Hmm.
And it's almost like it's a different species.
Right.
Right. It's the mirror version.
Yeah.
It's the mirror version of this.
I'm kind of glad that we don't have that as humans. Like, oh, you're left-handed, so I can't fuck you. Like, that just doesn't work.
Well,
like, physically, like, your penis wouldn't fit in my vagina because you're somehow... I guess that happens sometimes.
I mean, there is compatibility. Okay, it's not, but it's not chirality.
Yeah, it's not chirality, but it's like... たまにさ、なんかすごい曲がってて痛いみたいなのあるじゃん。
たまに？
うん。なんか聞かない？友達とかから。なんかこう、
no.
すごい曲がってて当たるとこが痛いみたいな。
To the right?
Or left. Whichever. But
is it more common one way than the other?
I don't know. I don't have the... I haven't the done a survey. But... まあ、ある意味そういうことだけど、もっとエクストリームな、だもんね。この回に関しては。
うん。Yeah, 10% of the population is left-handed, about.
Right.
1 out of 10 people.
Hmm.
So left-handed people are a minority.
Would that become a disadvantage or inconvenience in mating with right-handed people?
Probably. I mean...
Like you kissing.
Need, you need your own pair of scissors.
Like, この、てかさ、その、
stuff feels backwards.
首を傾ける方向が違うとか、キスするとき、とかあんのかな?
I think so.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know about kissing specifically, but a lot of stuff is backwards for left-handed people. Especially if their dominant eye is their left eye.
Right.
There's all kinds of stuff that stops working. It doesn't work right.
Hmm. Yeah.
And there's a... I don't know why it's... Why is it 10%? Do we know that?
I don't know. Didn't we talk about it? Like it had something to do with the breastfed babies are less likely to be left-handed. Like we talked about it.
Hmm.
That's kind of weird too, right? It's like, why?
Yeah. One thing that's interesting is it's like 10% is the threshold where the uniqueness gives you an advantage.
Hmm.
But I think if left-handedness goes too high, then it's just always a disadvantage. Because one thing I notice in... competitive sports.
Hmm.
And this is specific to MMA.
まあそうだね。
But left-handed people are less understood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It stances backwards.
まあ慣れてないからね、相手がね。
Yeah, so when people try to prepare for dealing with the left-handed person,
right.
they're less prepared than the left-handed person is, because the left-handed person has been dealing with right-handed people their whole life.
I mean, I understand that that's an advantage in combat situation for survival.
But it's
for
always...
For, like, caveman era humans,
but
I'm talking about.
But it's always an advantage.
But when it comes to, like, mating and other stuff, like, I don't really know... Like, it's not like, oh my god, you're left-handed, that's so hot, or like... Oh my god, you're right-handed. I love it. Like, that doesn't really... I mean...
No, but some people, being left-handed might raise some eyebrows. You know?
It's like, ooh, you're left-handed. You're special.
Well, you're either a genius or there's something defective going on. Is this like a clue to like something going on with like... Like, why are you in that 10%? You know? It's like, there's a suspicion that people could have. Maybe it's partly cultural because there used to be.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool, like in classrooms and stuff. Yeah, because it's, yeah, because as you said, it's rare. It's like, oh, wow, like so different from me. That's cool.
Did you want to be left-handed?
I wish I was, yeah, when I was younger. Like, 小学生の時とか、なんか、いいな、かっこいいみたいな、左手使えるんだ。
You can learn it.
I guess, but I would have to practice, like, a lot, because
yeah. Well,
it's kind of too late, too.
I broke my hand,
and
then I still wanted to play basketball, because that's what we were... what me and my friends were doing.
You're crazy.
So I learned to play with my left hand.
Hmm.
And prior to that, I was a one-handed garbage dribbler.
Hmm.
I was a one-hand... I'm the guy who's like protecting the ball over here, and I have my left hand... My left arm is out like this. Like, don't touch my ball. I'm dribbling.
Yeah.
But after I broke my hand and was forced to just use my left hand for a long time,
I eventually got
really comfortable... with just one hand and just my left hand. My left hand, which felt like, I mean, it just felt like the least
core.
You know, it's just your left hand is like this flop. It looks like your right hand, but it's totally useless.
Yeah.
Yeah, your brain rewires everything and you start to get it.
Hmm.
Yeah. And
do you still have that?
That ability?
That ability, yeah.
Well, it's...
Or have you lost it?
I definitely have a lot of it, but it's not where it was.
Hmm.
It, you know, if you don't use stuff over time, it kind of wears off. But there was several months where I was only using my left arm. Hmm. And then it was like, oh, I can throw a football like this. Oh, I can, like, you know, do different things. Hmm. Writing is different for some reason. I just couldn't do that one at all.
That's more like kumakai, right?
Well, you're pushing the pencil.
Yeah.
You're pushing it.
Yeah.
If you're left-handed, you're pushing the pencil. Normally, you pull it, right?
Mm.
So I just... It felt gross. Like, the vibration is different. And it's...
Hmm.
It feels wrong.
Okay.
Actually, I wanted to mention, some people have their organs born on the wrong side of their body.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like totally reversed.
Sold on it. Yeah, yeah.
And it's called situs inversus.
Hmm.
And we have chirality because the inside of our... I mean, we look symmetrical, but our insides are not.
Hmm.
Right? Like your heart is on the left side and stuff.
Yeah.
But some people will have their heart on the right side of their body.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So if they go in for like medical stuff, it causes all kinds of confusion.
Yeah.
It's like if you have appendicitis, you know, it's on the bottom right. But if you have this condition, it's on the opposite side.
Mm.
And they're saying humans can be built this way, where everything's backwards.
Mm.
And... they're still healthy.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
I guess. It's kind of like mini yonku, right? Like, shell got the nakami got the. 別に wiring got umaku itte reba kyaku demo ii itte.
Yeah, but imagine an operation where you went into the hospital tomorrow and for whatever reason they had to rotate all of your organs.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just rotate it because that's not how it works.
Right. It's not like that's what happened to them. So they were born like that, right?
Yeah.
So
I guess the point of chirality is that you can't just rotate it.
Right.
Like that's what it means.
Right.
And all of this goes back to baryogenesis, which we talked about with Komatsu-san.
Mm.
And the uneven number... or amount of matter and antimatter. So they talk about chirality with regards to fermions, which is like quarks and leptons. Their weak force interaction is stronger for left-handed quarks.
Hmm.
Have a stronger reaction than left-handed plus right-handed and a stronger reaction than right-handed plus right-handed.
Hmm.
And it's like, how can one of the most fundamental things in the universe have this mm-hmm. uneven chirality mm. To it. And so somehow the, you know, baryogenesis and the beginning of the universe is related to this weird mirror mm. thing. If you really think about chirality, you can have an anxiety attack when yeah. you realize what it really means, mm. that it really should not, it honestly should not make a difference whether it's this way or it's that way.
Yeah.
It shouldn't.
どっちでもいい。
But we see that in our world that one has been favored over the other.
Yeah. 面白いよね。
うん。
And it's really like critical for these kai, right? I mean, you can't even mate.
It's critical for everything. It's like how the best way to explain it is you can't wear your left glove on your right hand.
Right.
Even though your hands look like they're the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not. You can't just take the glove off your left hand and wear it on the right.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The same way you can't take your shoe, left shoe, and wear it on your right foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we just think that's normal, but it's actually really weird.
Hmm. That's true. Cats are, well, do dogs have thumbs?
Do dogs have thumbs?
Yeah, like cats have thumbs like up here.
Thumbs.
Right, so left and right look different, but...
I wouldn't call it a thumb, but yeah.
Do
I
they have
so.
Something here? Like a thumb?
No.
Hmm.
Like not way up there.
Okay.
You're saying like here?
Well, maybe not here, but like somewhere upwards, like.
Like on the hand?
Kind
you're
of
indicating like a thumb just growing out the side of the arm.
Because the cat thumb is like. Like here.
Mm-hmm.
なんか変な場所にあるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyway.
それが何？
いや、なんかそれがなかったら右左で結構対称に見えるのかなって思っただけ。人間の手よりかは。But no, that's not true. They just have fur, so they look
yeah,
kind of similar, but without the fur, it's completely different. So.
Like Bomberman, his hands don't have chirality.
Who?
Bomberman.
Who's that?
Bombama.
Oh!
Right,
Bomberman. Bomberman って言ったらなんか違うものみたいじゃん。
It's the same word.
Yeah, but it's like Bomberman じゃん。
I understand if it's like Mega Man. What are they? Rockman.
Rockman, yeah.
Yeah, that always throws me off.
Yeah, it's different words. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Bomberman. Bomber, like, I thought it was someone, like, who lost their fingers in a war or something. I was
Bomberman?
Like, who
Ted Kaczynski, maybe?
Yeah.
Get the Luddite movement yeah. going. Ban some facial recognition.
All right. もう6年だってすごいね。これ7年目に突入します。
Time is flying.
Yeah.
And we'll
totally.
All be machines living in some digital dream very soon at this rate.
Yeah, I hope not, but okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, all this stuff, like...
6 years.
I mean, you know how much stuff has changed? A lot.
No, I mean...
A lot has changed.
When I think about, like, do you remember how long it felt... when you were going through elementary school, it's just 6 years, but it felt like forever.
Yeah, it
no?
was much, much
and
longer.
And when you were like 1年生, 6年生 was like 大人じゃん
mm-hmm.
or 7年生 in American style. I don't know, but
there was no internet. Well, by the time we were in seventh grade, there was. But when we were kids, there was no internet. You didn't see internet. No one was talking about it. No one had phones. None of this stuff.
No, and computer literally was for playing computer games, like really simple, like pinball or something like that. And for Ichitaro.
But we might be, I mean, we are the last humans to have any sort of childhood deprived of the internet.
Yeah, I think we're
the last.
Yeah, I think we're the interesting generation where we've had both. You know, like pre-internet and after internet. And we remember it, right?
Not enough. We can never go back. We can go back to like pre-social media, all this stuff. There weren't cameras everywhere recording, streaming everything. There wasn't AI scanning everyone's face. It was so low tech. Like when we were around 5, 6, all the way up till 10 years oldish, this world was pretty low tech compared to what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, computer was so expensive to begin with.
It was so freaking slow. You know, it was like 28K.
She kind of was like, you had to buy a special like desk for your computer, remember?
Yeah, the computer desk.
And then like keyboard I had
this desk that had glass in the middle and you look through the desk and your computer is like in this weird stand under the desk.
Right.
Yeah. And so I was one of the first kids to develop tech neck because of that.
かわいそう。かわいそう。そうだよね。
I ended up just putting it on top, 普通に。
意味なかったね、じゃ。
But people didn't know. I mean, it was all new back then. You know, nobody knew anything. I mean, people still don't know. People are confused. It's like, oh, I got a standing desk. It's like, are you still using that same? No. No way.
You know? So much can change. Six years. I didn't think that そんなにやってるって思わなかった。
Yeah. What would you predict 6 years in the future?
Me getting old.
2025. That's it's a nice round number.
I'm like 38. Getting close to 40. But I actually, it makes me feel young. Like, in 6 years, I'm still in my 30s.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
But
still pretty young.
But just like 6 years after that, you're like almost 50.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, yeah, of course. You know. But like, I feel like if I was married to a 28-year-old or something, you know? なんか違くない? Like, the person you're with kind of
sets how old you feel?
じゃない?
That's true.
だからたまに自分の歳考えて、私まだ結構若いじゃんって思う。なんか忘れてる。
How long can you think that for, you think?
For a long ass time. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder how it works. Are we the first people to miss out on the... Well, we wouldn't be the first people, but like the last humans that don't... that aren't taken up into the matrix or something like that. There's like some threshold, right? So if you're like 1 year old right now,
yeah,
and you're going to be alive for freaking 80 years, you know, you'll be deep in, I mean, Blade Runner will be low tech compared to what's going on.
Oh God. Can you imagine? Like, I mean,
the gene editing stuff is going to hit us.
Yeah.
Super hard. The AI stuff is going to hit us super hard.
Yeah.
And there's so many other crazy technologies going on.
Cancer is probably going to be obsolete. And, AIDS, God, I wonder
all
what.
That stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what my son's going to go through. It's going to be nuts.
I mean, this could be the last generation of natural-ish births, like people giving birth. Like they will have humans in some like pod. And if you decide to give birth to your child yourself, you'll be taking unnecessary risk, right? Because there will be some high-tech procedure for, you know, you take your genetic material and they put it in some machine and it incubates some child in some really reliable, consistent way.
I guess. I mean, it sounds like that's going to take a long time.
But. Well, they're doing it with lamb and stuff already, right?
Yeah, but when I did fertility treatment, I learned that there are still so many things that we don't know, and it's crazy.
We don't care, though. We'll just do it anyways.
I mean, it was surprising. And they still say that, you know, the kids born with fertility treatment have, like, slightly higher risk of getting brain cancer and stuff like that. So, or there's, like, a gender imbalance. I wouldn't say imbalance, but, like, it's a bit different from natural situation.
とかまあいろいろあるけどね。文字起こしのテキストはアンドロイドなんかアンドロイド、iPhone、iPad、Mac のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリから購入できますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題やっています。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイト、最初に言った通りめっちゃイケてる商品を3つも追加していますので、
yeah. We redesigned the mobile site.
モバイルサイトもチェックしてみてください。また今までにあのアプリの購読とか商品を購入してくださった方々本当にありがとうございます。めちゃくちゃ助かります。Twitter, Facebook, Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
バイ。
バイ。